The life-changing magic of tidying. A simple, effective way to banish clutter forever. Author, Marie Kondo. Why is it different? The KonMari method, a nickname taken from the author's first and last names, is a simple, smart, and effective way to banish clutter forever. Start by discarding. Then organize your space, thoroughly, completely, in one go. If you adopt this strategy, you'll never revert to clutter again. The act of tidying is a series of simple actions in which objects are moved from one place to another. It involves putting things away where they belong. This seems so simple that even a 6-year-old should be able to do it, yet most people can't. Remember, the KonMari method we offer isn't a mere set of rules on how to sort, organize, and put things away. It's rather a guide to acquiring the right mindset for creating order and becoming a tidy person. When you finish putting your house in order, your life will change dramatically. Once you've experienced what it's like to have a truly ordered house, you'll feel your whole world brighten. Never again will you revert to clutter. This is what we call the magic of tidying. Not only will you never be messy again, but you'll have a new start in life as well. Why can't I keep my house in order? Food, clothing, and shelter are the most basic human needs, so you would think that where we live would be considered just as important as what we eat and wear. Yet in most societies, tidying, the job that keeps a home livable, is completely disregarded because of the misconception that the basic ability to tidy is acquired through experience, not training. Many women have spent so many years applying conventional approaches that don't work that their homes overflow with unnecessary items and they struggle to keep clutter under control with ineffective storage methods. If you too don't know how to keep your house in order, don't be discouraged. Now is the time to learn. By studying and applying the KonMari method, you can escape the vicious cycle of clutter. The moment you start, you reset your life. From the moment you start tidying, you'll be compelled to reset your life. As a result, your life will start to change. That's why the task of putting your house in order should be done quickly. Tidying is just a tool, not the final destination. The true goal should be to establish the lifestyle you want most once your house has been put in order. Start by discarding, all at once. For the best results, hold faithfully to the following rule. Tidy in the right order. As we can see, there's only two tasks involved. Discarding and deciding where to keep things. Be sure to completely finish the first task before starting the next. Don't even think of putting your things away until you've finished the process of discarding. Failure to follow this order is one reason many people never make permanent progress. As soon as they think, "I wonder if it will fit in this drawer," the work of discarding comes to a halt. You can only think of this when you've finished getting rid of everything you don't need. Visualize your destination. To start discarding without thinking ahead at all, would be setting yourself up for failure, before you even begin. Before you start throwing things away, take the time to think this through carefully. This means visualizing the ideal lifestyle you dream of. Goals like, "I want to live clutter-free," are too broad. Think in concrete terms so that you can vividly picture what it would be like to live in a clutter-free space. Follow the correct order of categories. Putting your house in order is fun. The process of assessing how you feel about the things you own, identifying those that have fulfilled their purpose, expressing your gratitude, and bidding them farewell is really about examining your inner self. The yardstick by which you judge is your intuitive sense of attraction. All you need to do is follow the right order. Start with clothes, then move on to books, papers, miscellaneous items, things with sentimental value, and finally, photos. If you reduce what you own in this order, your work will proceed with surprising results. By starting with the easy things first, and leaving the hardest to last, you can gradually hone your decision-making skills, so that by the end, it seems simple. Designate a place for everything. The point in deciding specific places to keep things is to designate a spot for everything. You may think it would take forever to do that, but you don't need to worry. Although it might seem complicated, it's far simpler than what to keep and what to discard. Since you've already decided what to keep according to type of item, and since those items all belong to the same category, all you need to do is store them near each other. The reason every item must have a designated place is because the existence of an item without a home multiplies the chances of your space will become cluttered again. Let's say, for example, that you have a shelf with nothing on it. What happens if someone leaves an object that has no designated spot on that shelf? That one item will become your downfall. Within no time, that space will be covered with objects. The essence of effective storage is, designate a spot for every last thing you own. Try it, and you'll be amazed by the results. No more will you buy more than you need. no more will the things you own continue to accumulate. Other storage ideas and solutions are only a means within which to bury possessions that spark no joy. Storing your things for an exciting life. The secret to maintaining an uncluttered room is to pursue ultimate simplicity in storage so that you can tell at a glance how much you have. Instead of dividing your things by detailed type, use broad similarities in material, such as cloth-like, paper-like, and things that seem electrical, as your criteria, and choose one place for each of these. This is much easier than trying to visualize where you might use an object or the frequency with which you use it. With this method, you'll be able to categorize your things more accurately. Follow your intuition, and all will be well. You must have realized so far that your feelings are the standard for decision-making. Many people may be puzzled by such vague criteria as things that give you a thrill of pleasure. The majority of methods give clearly defined numerical goals, such as throw away anything you haven't used for 2 years, or throw one thing away every time you buy something new. But these methods usually result in rebound. Even if they temporarily result in a tidy space, automatically following criteria proposed by others and based on their know-how will have no lasting effect. Only you can know what kind of environment makes you happy. The act of picking up and choosing objects is extremely personal. To avoid rebound, you need to create your own tidying method with your own standards. This is precisely why it's important to identify how you feel about each item you own. When we honestly confront the things we own, they evoke many emotions within us. Those feelings are real. It's these emotions that give us the energy for living. Believe what your heart tells you when you ask. Does this spark joy? If you act on that intuition, you'll be amazed at how things will begin to connect in your life, and the dramatic changes that follow. It's as if your life has been touched by magic. Life begins after you have truly put your house in order.